continuing despite the challenges. Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amber Graves.
We're still farming. We haven't quit. We're not going to quit, and that's one thing that you can always count on the farmer.
Farmers have been challenged by so much this year. Lee Bagwell, a fourth-generation farmer from Robertson County, continues to have a love for farming despite the challenges he himself and his family have faced.
We've had a lot of challenges getting started. I remember when I was born, when Daddy still farmed full-time, and he had to go get a job, and I've been fortunate enough to not have to yet. I've tried to find other sources of income to bring into the farm to help diversify to make it more profitable for us. So seeing him having to go get a job, and he still loves everything about farming, and it wasn't by choice, he had to. Me being able to not have to, I was born into it, and that was the life that I wanted to live.
Philip Berry, a farmer from Wayne County, has a poultry operation. Berry continues to farm even though he too is faced with a great obstacle.
My biggest challenge here on my farm is keeping employees in the chicken house. You can't find anybody that wants to work. I got a lot of people wanting a job and a paycheck. The past couple of weeks, I've had two to quit. It's just hard to find good help.
Martin Grissom, a 2019 graduate from UT Martin, who is now farming full-time in Warren County, has been battling the weather this season, but he too continues on.
2020 has already been the roughest year that I've had in farming. So I started out with some frost on my wheat, so it burnt back my wheat, cut the yield there. My Bermuda had come out. It was beautiful, 6-8 inches tall, about ready to top dress. The frost turned it black. Then the early rains we had during that pushed my hay cuttings almost back 30 days. That's pushed me back already one cutting that I'll lose in the fall. We're getting pretty dry right now. I could sure use some rain to top dress the corn to get these later beans out.
We are so grateful for all that these three farmers and all farmers do for us. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amber Graves.